Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. You can reach us easily at any point during the show at 312-981-7200. That's the phone line and the text line. We're pleased to welcome Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. We had them on in the afternoon show, and now you guys have made the move to mornings. Hi,
guys. It was overnights, and then it was mornings, and right. then it was afternoons, and now it's back to mornings.
Right. We've teleported.
That's right.
It's fantastic.
If you have a scorecard and you're keeping track of where Wendy
and I
are.
Doesn't everybody have a whiteboard?
It's like Tinker to Chance.
Tinker to Evers to Chance. Was it? I thought it was Ever.
No, just the he's plural.
I'm lost.
It's
I have
tinker.
To train my
it's
brain
tinkers,
to understand this conversation.
Right. It was Tinker.
But where does Chris Ever come in on this?
No,
the tennis
Chris,
great.
No, it's confusing. This is Chicago Restaurant Week, and what does that mean exactly?
Well, it's actually 2 weeks.
Oh,
yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
They call
and
it Restaurant Week, though.
But the Lutheran hour is actually only 30 minutes. See how that... So really,
okay.
It's just time.
Yeah,
and never-ending story, let's be honest, ended after an hour and a half.
It did.
So, all right.
It really was okay.
Yeah, so let's just not get hung up on the details of these things.
What happens for Chicago Restaurant
Week?
Well,
it hasn't started yet. In the spirit...
It actually starts tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday, right?
No, there is the,
the
first
pre?
Bite Bash
nice.
Is tomorrow night.
Okay. Yeah. In the spirit of giving people time to gear up, you know, a lot of times Hannah and I are in, and it happens to be like, you know, National Pecan, you know, Tart Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are like, oh, I wish I would have had some advance notice. Right.
Right.
So it's starting, I guess, a little bit tomorrow night.
Yep.
And then until the 12th of February for Chicago Restaurant time period.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the first Bites Bash actually takes place at Union Station tomorrow night. Tickets are $125.
Wow.
And
what do you get?
I've not gone to the first Bites Bash. However, I've gone to other culinary kickoffs. And I will tell you, the price is typically worth it. So
this money normally goes to charity of some sort. Does it in this case or not? Who's getting all that money? That's a lot of cash.
Portion of the proceeds will benefit the Inspiration Corporation.
All right, good.
Yeah, you want to be inspired to create corporations. You're
going
to need some capital for that.
True. Finally a place.
It's like, what do I do with all this money? Let's start a corporation.
But if you're going to something like this and you know how much it is, you're set to do it.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you get an amazing array of things.
You do there, and there's always a fine selection of wine and different foods. You get to sample foods from the upper echelon of restaurants in the city. Mm-hmm. So if this is not something that you are able to attain typically, $125 to be able to sample all these restaurants, really a nice way to do it.
And during Restaurant Week, and this is one of the big benefits of it. You think it's the kind of thing's a no-brainer. It's going to be going on, you know, since the beginning of time. Back before there was a restaurant, it would be, you know, Campfire Week or something,
right.
or something like that.
That's right.
But this is
S'mores Day.
This is. I remember doing an interview with the city of Washington, D.C. They had their own Restaurant Week. This was back in maybe like 06. And Chicago did not have one at the time. It has only just recently started.
That's surprising.
It's only just begun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a city that's known for its fine cuisine.
This is a
think.
Relative. Before that, it was just, you know, corruption and maybe some sports success with the Bulls,
right.
you know, things like that.
Right.
So we've really embraced the food thing. And the greatest thing, Hannah had mentioned the kickoff, the first bite. That's a great opportunity to see that whole kind of group of people represented there. But one cool thing about it is it offers you opportunities to go to some of Chicago's best restaurants that you may never, ever get to go to. And it's a prefix menu. So you've got the $22 lunches. You've got the $33 and $44 menus for the dinner. So if you've never been to like Blackbird or Bafo or some of these other places that even like for us, you know, we get to go to certain things. But I just, you know, we've got kids and there's one in the production studio, and we just don't have time.
I thought he was making an announcement there.
Kevin is not that young, our producer.
We call him Little Kev.
Little Kevin's in the producer's booth right now.
And so
coloring.
This is a great opportunity to experience
got a
that.
Sucker, I don't know.
And the beanie, right?
Yeah. Well,
that's Bill.
Well, it's a theme. But you can get to experience the ambiance of those restaurants that you wouldn't otherwise get to do.
People say, and I've heard, I think we talked about this last year, it's like a juiced up taste of Chicago, right? It's like a very, very high end taste of Chicago. It's a sample fest.
This
much.
Is and also Chicago culinary.
Yeah.
Or, during the summer, so or the early fall. So it absolutely kind of spaces out our culinary events. But yeah, it definitely elevates who is there, and it allows these restaurants to expose themselves to other to a broader audience as well.
Well, because you know some of these are kind of the destination. Let's say for it's a special birthday or occasion, and if you had a chance to try out some of these restaurants and experience, you know, being there, then maybe you do make that trip and spend, you know, hundreds of dollars there for a special occasion. But it really does run the gamut. I think it's at this point, was it 250 restaurants or so that participate in
this?
And even now, Mariano's, and I really like the Mariano's grocery stores. They've got the Grand Piano.
Big fan.
Yeah, they are participating in it too, and they've got some great places to eat. They've got the barbecue place. They've got the oyster place, and they're doing it too. They're doing lunches at their Chicago locations, and they're actually the first grocery store, if you can call them that, and you can, participating in Restaurant Week.
And there's a Mariano's that's going to be opening very short. Oh, no, that isn't. That's a different.
That's
I think Foodstuffs is open, right?
Yeah, the one I can't keep track of them.
Well, because there are so many Dominick's locations.
That went under, yeah.
That went away. There are a lot of higher-end food and specialty stores that are taking over some of these locations. A lot of those locations are starting to open in the next couple of weeks. The Whole Foods locations, like in Streeterville, all kinds of places are opening. But honestly, and this is just me speculating, I think as these locations open, they're going to continue to expand a little bit further west because they kind of centralized where they were going to take over those locations. And then there's still a lot of locations that are still sitting empty.
It's much easier, though, to get Jimmy Mack to go shopping with me if he can go have a glass of wine while I'm loading the cart.
I wonder why.
That's amazing.
Genius idea.
How about that? Hannah and Dana here from Flavor HD. We'll continue talking food with them in just a little bit. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. I didn't want to reveal too much about the family there. I hope I didn't. I was just curious.
Yeah, health class.
I thought the next read would be for Tux medicated.
Oh,
pads.
Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be incredible?
They do make probiotics for that too. I got to be honest with you, but you know we prefer to take it orally.
Hannah and Dana here from Flavor HD. Dane?
Just one tiny little thing. We talked about the expansion of Restaurant Week out where my parents live and where Hannah lives. Mm-hmm. You know, some communities are starting to do it themselves, and Geneva's got their own Restaurant Week too with 21 restaurants.
Oh, nice.
So check your local community listings.
Why wouldn't you?
Or a town near you.
The Super Bowl is Sunday, or the big game
the
if our lawyers
bowel.
Are listening.
Yes.
Food wise, what are we looking at? What should people
know?
Well,
it's soup or bowl.
I like wiener wraps. That would be my guess.
I thought it was Katy Perry themed snacks.
What would that be?
Firecracker sushi.
California. I don't know. It's very California rolls. Yeah. California rolls. Edible. Okay. So
we got songs.
We actually did some videos last year, which we would like to tell people to go and check out as well, because I did my Italian beef, which is so easy. You make it in the crock pot. You start it the night before and it's all ready. You can even start it that morning and it's ready for game time.
I'm doing that.
It's so easy.
Mm-hmm. It is easy. And it's good too. It's like that's like your super eye beef, right?
Yep. Super eye beef, super easy.
So what are when people are putting this menu together, is it ease? What's the number one qualification when they're deciding?
Typically it's high fat content and pairs well with beer.
Yeah, how hard is it to open the bag of Doritos? So you want the easy open bag.
No, I mean, some people go absolutely all out. One of my favorite Super Bowl parties I ever went to food-wise, they had done a lot of mise en place, which is food prep. They had gotten pepperoni. They had gotten any type of pizza topping that you could think of, had it out on a little bar, like a buffet, and then everybody got their own pizza crust. And so they made their own, you made your own pizza.
I love that.
They baked those. It was so super easy. There was minimal cleanup. And it, like, they had a couple extras in case people wanted difference. Then, of course, they had chips and dip and things like that. But it was so simple for them because they just made sure they had the toppings that people would be interested in. It was fantastic.
So I love the way, too, that it's interactive. You get to do it yourself because, you know, you can say, oh, this is the makings of a great taco. But some people may not like certain things. And to be able to build it yourself is kind of fun, whether it's a pizza, whether it's the make your own sliders, whether it's, you know, put your you know, your nachos together, whatever it is.
Yeah, and with the Italian beef too, we leave out the bread so you can cut the size that you want
for
your
idea.
Own sandwich. And then it's just because it's in the crock pot, again, easy cleanup, but it's also something that people can kind of nosh on, go back for. You can have six tiny sandwiches or six gigantic
ones.
Well,
Wendy's mentioned several times the idea of grazing food, and it's usually not a sit-down meal at the Super Bowl because you're kind of getting up and watching the game. So that's probably your best move, is something where you can have a little bit or a lot or just keep going back.
And it does lend itself to quickness because you really, I mean, it's usually during a game you're able to get up during the commercials and go. That's not how this plays. Everybody is interested in the game and then wait, we can't leave because of the commercials. It's different now with DVR. You can pause it and you're fine.
Yeah.
But it does allow people to kind of get up quickly, you know, refill their plate and get back in front of the television.
And it's a mobile situation. Like I said, there's a lot of times there's multiple television watching situations.
Sure.
You're going to walk around. You're not sitting at a big table having a sit down dinner. So you're going to want it to be small bites too.
Right.
So some little plates and things you can carry around with you.
Yeah.
My friend Mitchell is having a Super Bowl party. You're all invited. And he does. He
Surprise,
orders,
Mitchell.
Thanks, Mitchell.
Who are all these people?
He orders barbecue from a local area, a restaurant. Puts out the tray so you can make your pulled pork or have a rib tip or something, and then gets pizzas for the kids. So
everybody
just kind of helps themselves, and mainly I'm focused on drinking.
I'm all about the noshing.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. What's the worst food you could possibly serve for the Super Bowl?
Fondue.
Fondue would be bad, right?
Very
messy.
That would
be terrible.
Something that would spill and be hard to clean up. So fondue would be really bad. Anything
nuclear
with
nuclear
with a bolognese would be bad. It would be, I mean, there is not, it's not the tidiest of celebrations.
Right.
So there's going to be chips that are going to on the floor. Try to think of things that can easily vacuum up.
Yeah.
And you can't go wrong either. I mean, there's really no rules with this other than you want it to be kind of functional for the situation.
But finger food is good.
I mean, I love those wiener wraps.
Get the
mini quiches.
You take
the crescent rolls and you wrap it around those
little smokies?
Yes.
Little smokies.
Thank you. How did I forget that? Mm-hmm. You just take the crescent roll and, you know, rub it, put it around those little mini things and then serve it with ketchup or mustard.
And ideally,
that
sounds perfect.
I know.
You want to have that. You want to have the food flowing for the whole game, don't you? You want to have it at the beginning. You want something for the halftime, and you want to keep desserts for the end.
I mean, I'd be irresponsible if we didn't talk about food safety and temperature and timing. And you don't want things to be sitting out, especially like a dairy-based item, for the whole game.
Right.
So try to, if you're going to make food that would be sitting out, try to have it in two different stages. So you can have one that's out on the counter, and then like an hour and a half later, you can rotate and put the other one
idea out.
And that way you're not having the kind of cross-contamination. I just got off of a ship where they were like handing you, you know, disinfecting wipes every time you walked into a food area. And I was like, this is genius. I will have this at my house.
And kind of gross.
Yeah,
when
no
you think
finger
about
licking
it.
There. It's like
no.
Everything tastes antiseptic.
No, it really, I mean, I was very impressed because of the concern on cruises with you know, foodborne illness and cross-contamination.
Yeah, because you're all stuck there.
You're all stuck there, and there's a lot of kids, and there's a lot of touching of food that shouldn't be. So, I mean, it was, I was actually
impressed.
See
why I said earlier I don't like other people's kids.
And touching.
Hannah was on a ship, Wendy, where she took over the captainship from Tom Hanks. He was not happy about that. I don't know what you were thinking.
I don't know why, but I did utter the phrase, I'm the captain now.
You said that?
I did.
Tom Hanks.
It was good.
Great to see you guys. I guess we'll see you probably at Mitchell's party on Sunday, I'm guessing.
He asked me to come early, I'll be there.
Wendy's like, I'm not going to be there. You just tell Mitchell it's okay with me.
Everybody listening, Mitchell's party, it starts at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks.